This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And now,
Cam Damn Newton. That's my pick. I mean, he's going to bounce back off the two interception game against the Denver Broncos. Your Denver Broncos,
yes.
Z. And I think Jimmy G will play well. I think Jimmy G will do what he does. He won't have the performance that he had last week. If anybody knows Jimmy G in the National Football League, who do you think it is?
Bill Belichick?
Exactly.
Cultural change is hard.
What I've seen is kind of Jekyll and Hyde.
Now you're Wiggy. It's Jekyll.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight
and be
tomorrow.
Safe, guys.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the Radio.com app.
Entercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
With your host.
Holy cow.
Can people stop talking all over each other this morning?
The athletically gifted Greg Hill.
I thought everything was going great. What do you mean you want it? What do you mean you're serving me with divorce papers?
Featuring resident know-it-all Danielle Murr.
Then you have the people that they get up to go to the bathroom and they realize halfway there that they forgot their mask. So you have to make a big show out of it so you don't look like a jackass and be like, oh, forgot my mask. And
right.
Like, make sure people know that you're not doing it on purpose.
Joined by
they jell of us else.
Wiggy.
Stat lines are for geeks.
And behind the glass, our own Statler and Waldorf. Ken and Curtis.
Can we protest the closure of businesses?
Just call it a women's march.
Yeah. How did the women's march in Boston go?
Ken was there. I'm surprised he didn't talk about it.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
And losers they are.
You're going to get a COVID.
Wear a mask around your family.
The virus.
Cover it.
Some of the morning show hosts who don't have a clue what they're talking about. They're not smart people.
On sports radio.
Cheers. Crushing bears. Watching the past.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
He made the noise.
He made a...
Happy Friday, everybody!
Hello!
Wiggy,
Gregory, what's good, man?
Welcome back. I'm glad to be back, man. I miss y'all.
Missed you too, buddy.
I appreciate that. I was listening to y'all. I miss y'all. I'm glad to be back. Everything's Gucci on my end.
Could you hear Ninkovich breathing down your neck trying to take your job yesterday?
You know, I got nothing but love for Nink.
Okay.
Yeah, I ain't got nothing but love.
He's got you.
Listen, if he wants to trade gigs, he got a great gig at ESPN where he works, 3 days a week and makes some nice coins. So.
Yeah, I think when it comes to television, they ask you to be a tad bit more succinct when it comes to how long you're talking for. So theoretically, that could be an issue for you. I don't know.
Well, you know, we'll make it happen. I've done a little TV in my time.
I mean, what do they?
So is Greg every week.
Of course, yeah. So what do they do? What do they give you on ESPN? 2 minutes max? And do you think Wiggy could squeeze every comment into 2 minutes?
He can't even get a live read into 2 minutes.
Listen.
He's getting his Northeast Men's Health reads down to a minute and 45 seconds.
Me and Stephen A. Smith throwing around them big words at each other. Come on, man. Listen.
Oh, that's a lot to process.
We're glad you're back.
But I love it here, so I wouldn't go nowhere. I wouldn't want to leave this place.
Did you do anything good while you were...
Nah, I just, I had to handle some business.
Okay. Everything all right?
Yeah, everything's good.
Okay. Criminal?
Good.
All right. We don't talk about criminal.
Yeah. Don't mention
like
criminal.
Fight Club.
Wiggy is here. Ken is off for one more day driving his mom's belongings across Pennsylvania. And then I assume immediately panicking and quarantining himself when he returns. So will he be back Monday? Is he going to quarantine or is he just going to have a test?
I think it's going to be Tuesday.
Tuesday,
he's
right?
Finally
yeah.
back.
Tuesday.
And the craziest thing of yesterday was I had these lovely sort of 15-minute calls every couple hours because Ken was driving and alone and bored, so we'd check in.
Mm-hmm.
And he got off in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
It's Wilkes-Barre.
Wilkes-Barre?
Isn't that Biden country? Isn't that where Biden's from, Pennsylvania?
It's very close to Bar Mass.
It's Wilkes-Barre, yeah.
Wilkes-Barre.
I've never been.
You should know that from the coupon book episode of The Office because it's the greater Scranton Wilkes-Barre area.
Right.
Jesus, Curtis. Continue.
I didn't even know Scranton was a real place till last night.
That's where Joe Biden's from.
Yeah, I know. I didn't realize that.
It's the Electric City.
He just lived there for a short period of time.
So Ken gets off the highway, and I said, oh, what'd you get for lunch? He got sushi in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
That seems so off-brand for him, given the crisis.
I mean,
sushi in Wilkes-Barre. That's the name of Ken's biography.
Do you consider sushi to be like fish where you want to order? I guess you can't theoretically order it near Japan. So, I mean, do you want to order it near the ocean or you don't care?
I, at this point, they've developed such, you know, techniques to get it places quickly and with good quality that
you're not worried about it.
I'm not really worried about it. Like, if there were a great Japanese restaurant in Wisconsin that everyone was raving out about, I'd be like, all right, I'll give it a whack. I'm not doing discount sushi, though. If they're doing a 2-for-1 on nigiri, I'm going to pass on that all day long.
So you ain't buying a sushi from a Scranton Walmart?
No, it's like a Groupon for a facelift.
So he may never actually return because he might be dead this morning.
It's an uptick in Pennsylvania, so you better be careful.
Hey, Wiggy, here's a 781 text that says, you drive me nuts every single day, but the past few days without you was like attending a 2-day wake. So there you go. Somebody who is a fan.
I just want to know who passed away.
There's a fan.
I have a question for you, Greg. Was the power outage in Boston related at all to the Ninkovich electricity we had yesterday morning?
I don't know. We need to look into that, Curtis.
Marty shut it down.
It was an EMP.
It was an uptick, so he had to shut the power down as well as schools.
And hockey.
Yes, for 2 weeks.
All right. On the show this morning, we will talk with Jason McCourty of the New England Patriots in about a half an hour at 6:40. And then we will be joined on a Patriots Friday by Julian Bubbs Edelman at 7. We will get, I'm hoping that we're going to get the locks of the week from Scott's mom, maybe around 8 or so. That is always fluid as to whether or not we'll be able to get her on. And we will do our best to squeeze in the dumbest of the day in there somewhere. If you want to call and you want to be on this morning, the number is 617-779-7937. Or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. And a daily reminder or a multiple show reminder that if you can't listen to this show today on the radio for some reason, you can always stream it at WEEI.com. or on the radio.com app.
This is The Lead.
The late, great Eddie Money. Who is picking the lead music in Ken's absence?
Ken set these all up in advance.
Of course he did. Control freak.
Yes.
The lifeguard is a control freak, but that's a pretty good one. 2 tickets to paradise.
Mm-hmm.
So last night, like the rest of America, I was watching the debate, and several things struck me. One, that there are actually people who are undecided, who carry the balance of power in the United States in their hands.
Yeah. I mean, how many would you guess there are, though? Are there a lot of undecideds?
I think there is.
You think there are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How? Like, I honestly do not understand today how you don't know if you're voting for Biden or Trump.
Mm-hmm.
There could not be two different people when it comes to ideologies. But it also hit me that the nuclear football is going to be in the hand of a 78-year-old senile old man, no matter what we do.
Uh-huh.
And that the leader of the free world... We have these two idiots to choose from. A narcissistic douche and a senile man with dementia. That's what our choices are for America.
I'm just trying to figure out which one of them got foreign money.
I'm like, they both
right?
did. I'm like, listen,
no,
man.
Couldn't figure any of that out. From right. It was right. all night last night. All they kept spewing back and forth was China Russia, China.
Apparently, there's a lot of money to be had out there from foreign entities. Right. We're
billions.
All missing out.
And they're trying to gouge me on taxes. I'll take $3 million from Putin. Jesus.
It was just a remarkable thing. And the last thing is social media. These people on both sides that think in some way.
Did you instruct him? Did you just instruct him to dump out of that?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think you can say CJ. If you can't say GB, you can't say CJ.
You don't have to dump out on Curtis saying CJ. I think you can say CJ.
I don't think so.
You don't think
I'm going to err on the side of caution on this one.
Okay.
I am CJ, Christopher Dunn.
No, I mean, do you even bother? I haven't bothered looking at Twitter the last 3 months because it's just a cesspool of anger and hate and
misinformation.
I'm right and you're wrong and misinformation. Yeah, I don't bother with that, Curtis. I don't.
It is truly the most miserable place on the earth.
I'm just the Instagram guy because you get to see lots of food.
Is that what it is?
And an occasional smoke. Mm-hmm. All right, you're right, Curtis. It's almost like you should blindfold yourself and then throw a dart at the two names and see who you come up with.
Or you can go with Hawkins and Walker, which is a great backcourt name.
Oh,
I think they have a green party.
That sounds like an 80s like crime drama.
Well, Hawkins and Walker?
Yeah, that's the green party.
Okay. Simon and Simon?
All right, well, Wiggy, it's good to have you back. What is your lead
this
morning?
Bill Belichick will have the best coach game of his career this Sunday.
Oh, I love it. I love hearing you say that.
Reason why? Because of one man and one man only, Jimmy Garoppolo. Even though he loves Jimmy Garoppolo, he wants to show everybody that I make these players. I made Tom Brady. I made Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy Garoppolo's coming back to town. And Bill Belichick is going to throw something at Jimmy G that he's never seen.
I love it.
And he's going to have the worst game of his career because he wants people to know this New England Patriots franchise dynasty was built on me, Bill Belichick.
So Bill will have the best game of his career and Jimmy Garoppolo will have the worst game of his career?
Yep.
Is that what you're saying? All right. What's your give me a score.
This is a tough one, but I think it's going to be one of those games. Patriots 21 and the 49ers 13.
Okay. Danielle, what's your lead?
If your kid plays hockey and you don't feel like having the stanky bag in your truck for the next 2 weeks,
take it
out now, okay? Because yesterday it was announced that youth and adult recreational hockey in the Commonwealth have been put on hold for 2 weeks by Governor Baker. The Department of Public Health is citing some COVID-19 clusters reported at rinks throughout the state following some games. Now, if you're wondering how many cases defines a cluster, that would be...
It's two.
Two or more.
Really?
I was being facetious.
I'm not kidding.
It's two
or more. So two is the minimum number that's considered a cluster. I always thought that was a couple, but evidently that's enough for a cluster.
Two cases lead to the cancellation of hockey for adults and for kids
for
2 weeks?
They say there are 30 clusters involving about 108 people in 60 different communities.
Oh my Lord.
So effective 5 p.m. tonight through 12:01 November 7th, all indoor ice rinks and skating facilities must shut down. This order does not, however, apply to college or professional teams. Only high school, youth leagues, and adult recreation.
Well, not the adults that I hang around with. We lace them up anyways.
Yep.
Now, what if you,
late night.
What if you play hockey, but you order an entree first?
Ooh.
Are you safe then?
You're fine.
Okay.
You're fine.
Excellent. All right. The TB12 method is about to become an international brand.
Fantastic.
Tom Brady may get confused about what down it is, Curtis, but he certainly had his wits about him yesterday when he and Alex Guerrero signed an international licensing deal with IMG, a global sports fashion events and media company. And the world will now have access to new TB12 ready-to-drink and snacking products.
All right.
The world is about to become a whole heck of a lot healthier thanks to Tom Brady. The goal of TB12, according to their CEO, is to become the world's most trusted authority on health and wellness.
I thought that was Dr. Oz.
Or Dr. Phil or Oprah. I don't know. But
so
yes,
I can get that at Market Basket then?
Probably not. I'm going to go ahead and say, you got to go to the Whole Foods for that. It's on the shelves at Whole Foods.
COVID is screwed.
You can get it at the Market Basket in Istanbul, Wiggy. That's how it's going to be global.
Yeah. Curtis is going to go to the North Korean opening.
I can't wait.
He's going
to be treated better there.
The guy wants to dominate the world.
He does.
He wants everybody in the world getting their health and wellness advice from he and Alex Guerrero.
I mean, he's headed 43 years old, and he's playing like he's playing. He's headed there.
All right. Well, those are our suggestions for the lead this morning. Coming up in about 15 or 20 minutes, we'll talk with Jason McCourty of the New England Patriots on a Patriots Friday. But right now, since Ken is making his way across Pennsylvania in a U-Haul, here is Danielle and what is trending.
Here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Trending brought to you by American Rental Association. Whether it's renting a bounce house for a birthday party or building your dream deck, your local rental company has the power to help you do it. Visit RentalHQ.com and connect with a supplier near you. The power to help you get it done? Visit RentalHQ.com today. The Eagles beat the Giants last night on Thursday Night Football 22-21. QB Daniel Jones basically summed up the Giants season perfectly when he tripped over the 20-yard line all alone on what would have been a touchdown.
So bad.
Carson Wentz hit Boston Scott with an 18-yard TD pass with 40 seconds remaining to secure the win for the Eagles. Wentz threw for two scores and also ran for a TD. The Eagles improved to 2-4-1. Giants slipped to 1-6. Adam Butler, Kyle Duggar, Julian Edelman, Shaq Mason, and Derek Rivers all limited at practice on Thursday for the Pats as they prepare to take on Jimmy Garoppolo and the 49ers on Sunday at 4:25 in Foxborough. James White was absent for the second straight practice, but it is non-injury related. Bears QB Nick Foles, when asked about Tom Brady not shaking his hand in defeat for the second time in as many games between the two, said, "Someday we'll have a good conversation."
Do you think they will?
No.
No.
No. That's unless he gets
Brady's
invited to one of the openings.
Hand, though. I mean, that's like,
you would think, right?
You know, it's always, you know, that's like the unwritten rule. The quarterbacks show each other love after the game.
This came up yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think it is? I mean, I Tom Brady, he doesn't really seem like a petty guy.
I mean, you don't think he's a pissy dude?
Yeah, yes, I guess. So you think it's all...
He hides it well, but I think he's got a little bit of this. I think
Fourier
prominent.
Tried to explain it away yesterday as being COVID-related, that it was right after the Patriots outbreak.
Is that what it was?
Too bad he's been doing it for years.
I don't know if he saw Brady. I can't remember what game that was where he just basically was the president and shaking everybody's hand as they came up to him.
That was the Chargers, and they were all like begging for an autograph after the game.
And everybody that came up to Brady, he shook their hand. And I don't want to hear he doesn't know guys because he was just shaking hands and giving hugs.
By the way, bad news this weekend. They moved the Bucs game out of the primetime slot.
Yeah, I know.
Which I think is a sign that they may be postponing it, because that way the NBC is guaranteed to have a game with the Seahawks playing. But
yeah, but can they
sucks.
Postpone it, though? I mean, I know they can,
right.
But wouldn't they have already done it? I know the Raiders have had, well, they got, with this new rule, they put a bunch of guys on the COVID list.
Right.
They bump games back 2 days in advance many times.
Well, yeah, but maybe they don't want to do that going forward. I know. I mean, the way they explained it was they wanted to make sure there was a Sunday night game available.
Right.
So I don't know. You're right. Maybe there's going to be some sort of postponement.
Is it still scheduled for 4:05 now?
Yes, okay. Yes.
But not on here, I don't think, in Boston, which sucks.
Oh, yeah. All right.
College football schedule gets a little bit more full with the Big Ten starting this weekend. Number 14, Wisconsin, hosts Illinois tonight. The league will play an 8-game all-conference schedule. It was announced yesterday that in order to compete in the Big Ten championship game, a team must play at least 6 games. Finally, Game 3 of the World Series tonight between the Rays and Dodgers is set for 8:08 p.m. at Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas. That best of 7 right now is tied 1-1. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Well, Wiggy is back, which is nice. So you may hear a few extra words during the show this morning. And there's, Danielle, there's a texter who is concerned.
Yes.
That the studio is not warm enough. They are obviously watching the show at WEEI.com yeah. or on the radio.com app or on Twitch. And they say that every day you have to dress up like a polar bear.
Yeah, because Greg likes to keep it freezing in here because he's going through menopause.
Well, it's not. I don't think. Do men go through menopause? I don't think they do.
So it's not hot flashes. Greg's just a sweater. He gets hot, so he likes to come in and jack the temperature down to 65 instead of a reasonable 68. So Wiggy and I have to throw sweatshirts on.
I always keep a hoodie on D with Greg, man.
It's called being a conscientious employee. I'm trying to save the company money.
It's by turning the air conditioning on
in October.
It's a dad reflex.
No.
When I walk into a room, I immediately turn the heat down because I know that the kids or the wife has jacked things up. No. That's the way it goes if you're a dad.
No, you could just leave it at 70 and then the heat, neither the heat nor the cool will kick in. That's what temperature
it'll stay at
the
70.
Room will be room temperature. Normally.
Not with the hot air from Wiggy.
It's like when Greg can't get the call screener to work. He sits there and like clicks the mouse repeatedly 9 million times.
he keeps banging the screen.
He does the same thing with the temperature thing. He can't just walk in and be like, it's on 70. You hit it once, it stays on 70 and it goes into set mode. You could hit it twice, be on 68 degrees and it would be fine for everybody. But he just keeps clicking the little thing until it's at 65 right. and then all of a sudden Wiggy and I have our teeth chattering.
He keeps a brick in here like iceberg.
That's why Dale's at home. It's nothing to do with COVID.
Well, that's the biggest argument between men and women, which is what temperature do you want the room at? And women tend to want it warm, and men tend to want it chilly.
Yeah, I don't mind a
chilly.
Cool room.
I don't mind it cool. I don't want it cold.
Yeah, you got it like, you got it freezing in here.
It's at 68.
It's like sometimes it'll be like 64, 63.
Yeah.
I love it in here. I have it at 74. It's perfect.
It's like nap time.
Ken puts it down to 68 like an idiot.
Here's a text that says, actually what Greg has is meh, a pause. Yeah, meh. A pause.
He's low energy. He's got those.
And you would think with you having the high tea, you wouldn't be so, you'd have a nice, cool.
No, high tea means you sweat more.
Does it?
Yeah.
No, I thought you were going to say hairy back.
I have the testosterone of a 27-year-old professional athlete. That's what I was told by Northeast Men's Health.
And the body shape.
And the Instagram.
Let's see. Here's a 781 text that says, Greg must be dealing with hot flashes.
Yes, exactly.
Hot flashes. I'm having the hot flashes.
He's a sweater. He always has.
I'm a sweater. I mean, it is what it is.
You just can't come to a happy medium. No, so the rest of us.
Maybe
have to freeze.
You probably should do what I have, the manscaping.
That has nothing to do with it. You always say that manscaping has nothing to do with how much.
Take some hair off. Maybe you won't have as many layers.
We don't need to hear about your grooming habits. Nobody wants to envision that on a Friday morning when they're feeling carefree and free.
I'm saying your chest and your back because you know that's just.
Nose, Wiggy, yes,
I am. I am comfortable with myself, Wiggs.
I'm not saying you're not.
My lord,
don't. Confuse being comfortable with yourself with getting comfortable. Two very different things.
When we were in Fort Myers, he had three shirt changes each broadcast because he sweat through them.
Well, it was hot down there. It's Florida.
It was, yeah.
Speaking of Florida.
Yes.
A Florida listener has texted in and said that this is obviously a response to my lead this morning at the start of the show, which was about the TB12 brand, which has just signed an international deal to become the world's most foremost health and wellness company. And this texter from Florida says you can buy TB12 products in the Publix.
At the
Publix supermarket in Florida, you can buy the Protect TB12 Corona Prevention Vitamins.
And a pub sub.
Yes. And another thing you can buy at the Publix in Florida, meth.
They have firearms as well.
Curtis. I mean, I don't know. Do you think that they, who would you say, all kidding aside, because Danielle said Dr. Oz, who is currently the world's foremost health and wellness brand?
Legitimately, brand. Okay.
Yeah. Sanjay Gupta.
Tom Brady.
No, not a person.
I think it's between like Gupta and Oz personalities.
Okay, so for personality, if you were going to look at a health guru, health and wellness guru, and you were going to take Tom Brady out of the discussion, who else would be in
it? I don't think you could take Tom out of discussion. I think at this point in time, his brand is becoming the health and wellness of, because.
But not in India or not in, that's what this deal does. This deal means, because it's with IMG.
Right.
And this deal means they're going to develop new ready-to-drink and snack products.
Mm-hmm.
It means that little children who are running through the streets of Nepal will be able to order themselves a TB12 protein shake in a can or something like that.
While wearing a T-shirt from a failed Super Bowl run?
Right. Yes.
If you're talking internationally, I'd probably go with Chris Christie.
Jeez. Oh, my Lord. Oh boy!
I tell you, he's gonna move the needle. He's gonna move the needle in the world, man. Them young kids in the Congo.
By the way, fellow thermostat Turner Downer,
yes.
on the text line, who says, "I call it the ice station zebra setting."
Oh, I like that
at my house.
I like
so
that.
Yeah, I mean, you just have to be aware of these things. The company is here to make money, not to have it flow out of the vents of the heating system.
This is what I don't understand, though, because we don't need to heat the room because there's enough electronic equipment in here that it gets warm on its own.
Mm-hmm.
So we could maintain 70 and not have to turn it on. You're one of those hard-o dads that won't turn the heat on in your own home until October 31st.
Right, at least.
However, you're putting the AC on in here. And running the unit.
Well, I don't think he realizes that the AC and the heat actually, they both have the same amount of money that's coming out of it.
Not a big science guy.
He should just hit the off button if he's really concerned about saving the company money.
I believe I was told that the cold air kills the virus. So that's what I'm trying to do.
Wait, does it? Do we move the goalpost again on that? Yes. Not sure. I thought I was supposed to come back. Yeah. I don't know.
I thought she was in a bunker somewhere.
I thought the heat killed it. What happened here? Hold on. We need like a Dwight Schrute to come in, and we need to have like building like the engine, our engineer Mark, to come in and just like put one of those plastic locked boxes over the thermostat, and like Greg will come in one day, he'll jam his finger on the plastic box. It's like when you pick up a jug of milk, like the old Seinfeld thing, too light, and you think there's more in it than it is.
You know what he needs, Danielle, and I got a couple of them at home.
We don't have enough time for that.
He should just bring in a fan, put a fan next to him.
Oh yeah, that's going to sound great in the background on the radio.
No, they have some of the quiet fans.
No, but then those who are watching the show, they would see my hair blowing like I'm standing on a beach in a Bali.
Women would be late for work for this.
Chest hair?
yes, my chest
and
hair.
Speaking of saving money, like Danielle, every day I see downstairs Joe separating the two ply into one ply so that we can save money on PP.
Put it back together. Put the toilet paper
maybe
back.
Maybe we could get a PPP loan. I heard them talking about that last night on the debate.
There you go.
Did you watch the whole debate?
No, I was back and forth between the Giants-Eagles game and a little bit of college football. I don't know who to trust, man. One guy says he's got money from China. The other guy said he never took money. He's saying he took money. Who didn't take money? I don't know who to believe anymore.
I mean,
I've already voted and mailed my ballot in.
I feel like muting the microphones worked a little bit. I mean, it didn't quite work the entire time, but...
It didn't. There was not nearly as much talking over as there was in the first debate.
She did a good job, whoever the...
Is it irony that when you were just completing a sentence about talking over, Wiggy talked over you?
Well, I'm just saying, the lady...
It's Wiggy.
The lady did a good job, whoever that lady was last night.
The moderator?
Yeah, she kind of was able to...
Christine Welker.
Yeah, she did a good job.
No relation to Wes.
So no real winner. Like, if you're an expert, if you're a political expert... You're probably saying this morning that there was no clear winner of that debate last night.
Pretty much. That's what the pundits are saying online.
That's what they are saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it goes back to it's always surprising to me that this close to the election, how many undecided voters do we really have at this point?
I think apparently, this was Curtis's lead this morning, apparently there are a lot of you who have yet to decide which 78-year-old man you're going to vote for.
Which of the lesser evils.
Right.
I mean, they both had diapers on.
Oh, God. This product placement depends paid a lot for that, Curtis.
But who in your lives, any of you three, that you know, doesn't know who they're voting for?
I don't know anyone.
I think there's a lot of people.
I know, but do you know people in your own life?
I don't know anybody that hasn't been decided for quite some time.
Same here.
I don't know anybody.
When you look at like the country as far as what is a lot of people are undecided in terms of percentage for American voters?
I would say that there's a good portion of my, you know, black male friends and just female friends who don't really know, can't trust either one of the candidates. And there's a little, and don't really
know.
Well,
that's nothing new.
Yeah, I think that could be said for a lot of people. Because, again, it's the lesser of the two evils
right,
thing.
No,
but
no, but
most people, have made up their mind which sword they're going to fall on.
But don't you think that, like, in politics, right, they kind of go after each different demographic, race, gender.
Yep.
And so I think when you look at these two, you know, it at least seems like in the black community, just communicating with some of the people that I know, that they don't really know which direction they ain't Trump fans, but
they don't want to vote Biden.
Yeah, so it's kind
of
it's
Biden.
Like
I just said vote Biden.
It's like women, right? You know, sometimes women, you know, they you know, they look at, all right, they're gonna hitch their wagon to this person or that person,
right?
But if there's two people that they don't really know, then I think you don't really know who
you,
they're going to vote for.
I love you. I missed you terribly the last 2 days. But Danielle asked, like, what percentage of the
American people? I don't know the percentage. I mean,
well, you say you think a lot of people.
I would say 65%.
You think that? No way.
Yes,
you're out of your mind.
No way.
You asked me for a percentage, and I'm giving you one.
You played too many years of football.
No. Sorry. No way. Oh, my God.
All right.
Today's example of CTE.
We'll have more on last night's presidential debate during the news. Or at some other point on the show, we are about to talk Patriots with Jason McCourty. So he will join us next on a Patriots Friday here at WEEI. It's Patriots Friday here at WEEI, and joining us right now on the Harbor One Hotline, it is Jason McCourty of the New England Patriots. Morning, Jason.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
We're doing well. How are you?
Doing good. Can't complain.
Did this finally feel like a normal week to you?
Yeah, we're getting back to what our form of normal is, of whatever, I guess, the 2020 year. It's life for all of us. We're all figuring out that normal. But, yeah, we're getting back to it. So being able to get out on a practice field consecutive days, being able to be in our building, has been a lot better of a week for us as a team.
I know there's no excuses down there, but when you look at the lack of practice leading into Sunday, how much of an effect do you think that had on the team's performance?
Jason.
Oh, what's going on over there?
Yeah. Sorry. Just pulling in. Still getting used to the 2020 season. So pulling into the stadium.
The parking dude doesn't know who you are. What's going? He should be.
Well,
fired.
He has a twin. So he's got to make sure.
He should be. Oh, he thought you were Devin. That's the issue. Okay.
Yeah. That could be it. But I don't know. I mean, it's. Like you just said, I'm not going to say, hey, we didn't get a chance to practice, so we lost the game. I mean, Tennessee didn't get a chance to practice, and they were able to go out there and win their last two games. But I do know for us as a team, you make a lot of headway and you improve a lot when you're able to get on the practice field and go out there and actually practice. So I think for us as a team, it's big to be able to get out there, go against each other, compete, and get ready, not only for our opponent coming up on Sunday, but just to continue to stack good days so we can continue to improve as a team.
For us as fans, we're looking at Sunday as a must win and the most important game of the season. What has Bill been saying about it this week? Is he saying the same thing?
No, I don't think I've ever been in a building where we go into a game where you get 16 opportunities and you're just must win. And it's about, hey, how do we improve today? Hey, these are the things we need to work on. This is the way that we feel that as a team and as a staff, we can beat this team. So these are musts, and these are the things that we have to do to win on Sunday. And it's up to us Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday that we just keep hitting those things. We keep making sure there are emphasis or focus. So I think that's our approach that we have each and every week, and nothing's changed from that perspective. We're all dialed in. We're focused on what are the things we feel like we need to do and to execute and the ways to beat the 49ers.
Jimmy G coming back to town, it's always interesting to kind of, you know, face a guy that you know well? And what are some of the pros and cons going into that because of the fact that Jimmy G was here for so many years? Defensively, you know, I think it's you guys will have a pretty good hand on what he does well and what he doesn't do well.
Yeah, I think for some of the guys, obviously Dev and some of the guys that have been here for a while, I never got a chance to play with them or really talk to them. But some of those guys got a chance to be around them and practice every day. So you got to see them kind of grow as a player. And from a staff's perspective, you kind of know them a little bit better. You know from the things maybe he did really well in practice. Maybe they haven't shown up in games, but you're like, hey, I know he can complete this pass. I know when he sees this, this is his thought process. So those are some of the things that can work for you. Then at the end of the day, though, it was a few years since he's been here. So you got to turn the film on. You got to break it down. And you got to treat him against any player that you go out there and compete against. So I think from that perspective, it's been a few years now. So it's really about breaking down and see, all right, what are the things that the 49ers are asking of him? What are those things that he do well? What things that we struggle with? And you try to exploit those things.
You talked about having fun this season with the media earlier in this week. How important has the addition of Cam Newton been when it comes to having a fun atmosphere, a fun vibe down there?
Oh, good.
Yeah, I think the offense would be a better person to talk to. You know, we're all split so much. But just I think his locker room presence and who he is as a person, his personality, he's a fun guy. He's a guy who's loud. He likes to laugh. And I think that's the type of personality that fits a lot of guys on our team. So that's why I think he's been able to come in here, gel well, and just fit in well because his work ethic is very high. He's an extremely hard worker. He puts the hours in the building, outside the building, and then he likes to have fun. And I think that's the approach that all of us have. And we want to get back on the winning track because, obviously, it's a lot more fun when you win.
The fact that you're in your car and pulling into the lot reminded me the Broncos yesterday started to essentially tell their players that they need to eat breakfast, lunch, and any other meals in their car in the parking lot. And I know that you were a guy who was had some concerns about playing football during these unprecedented times. I'm wondering if you think that is something that the Patriots ought to do.
That's just part of a process of a protocol. We've gone through that protocol. There's times when there's a positive or there's a different things that go on in the building that force us to say, hey, we have to continue under stricter guidelines. And for a period of time, we may need to get out of the incubation period so we can still practice and do things outside on the practice field. But inside the building, some things are limited. So we've had moments throughout this season where we've all had to eat outside or eat in our car. So that's just part of the protocols moving forward that, that's why when you asked earlier about us not practicing, it's not an excuse because there's certain protocols and certain things that as a league, other teams, all of us may have to go through throughout this season.
I'm an accomplished car eater. It's a skill. I mean, you want it because oftentimes you'll have like, you know, a tomato from a Big Mac that will slip down in the console or whatever. So it's an art form, Jason.
Yeah, we better stay away from the Big Mac stuff.
once every once in a while, if you take
moderation,
if you just have a bite, right. It's okay. Just one bite,
just one bite.
Just one tiny little bite. Yeah, yes.
Jason, have you been back to see your family at all since the outbreak in the locker room?
I'm back at the house.
So you are okay.
We gave it the incubation period, and then I've been back home since. So hoping that it stays that way, but the hotel is always ready. If there's something that comes up.
Jason, you and your brother obviously do the podcast, so you guys have a lot of opinions on a lot of different things. OBJ said recently that, you know, that Tom Brady is viewed differently because of some of his sideline antics. I know you're a little bit calm, cool, and collective out there as a player. Do you feel like athletes are viewed differently based on who they are, like where if OBJ has an outburst on the sideline, he's a diva, he's this, but if Brady does it, it's passion?
Oh man, that's such a layered question, but I think for a guy like Odell, I don't know him personally at all to really be able to speak to how he is as a person. I know from the outside looking in, I look at him as a tough receiver and a tough competitor, and I think that's what I see when I look at him on the field and he's mad. You've seen Dez Bryant. You've seen so many guys throughout their careers. Tom Brady lose their temper on the sideline. And those are guys that want to win. I obviously got a chance to share the locker room with Tom for two years. He's not a diva at all. He's a guy that he puts the work in. He grinds. He wants to be coached. So I can't really speak to Odell because I don't know him personally. But from my personal opinion of him, I don't view him as a diva when he's had his outbursts on the sideline or whatever and he slams a helmet. I mean, just turn on any game on Sunday and the amount of guys that you'll see come off the field and slam a helmet. But that's just what it is when you're such a high-profile guy. People are going to just pick at and try to break down every single thing you do.
From a player's perspective, how difficult is it, if it is difficult, or is it something that players don't pay attention to when somebody like Stephon Gilmore hears his name as a part of trade rumors?
I don't know. I've never been of that stature, Defensive Player of the Year. But I think for just players in general, when you hear that type of stuff, I remember being in Tennessee, I think this was 2015, and Schefter and Ian Rappaport at that time were tweeting like, Jason McCourty's on the trading block, blah, blah, blah. Control the things that you can control. Like, you have no idea whether it's true or not. I remember once the deadline passed, our GM at the time came up to me and was just like, hey, there was no truth to that, total nonsense. But from when it came out to the deadline, you never heard anything from them. So obviously there probably was something to it. But I think for us, you can't take it personal because, hey, at the end of the day, if you're traded, if you're not traded, you have to continue to play for that team. So you don't want to look at it a certain type of way because if you go out there and mentally you're kind of out of it because it is because of that, if you go out there and play bad, it affects you more than it affects the team. So I think you have to just realize this thing's a business. There could be some truth to it. There may not be any truth to it. But at the end of the day, you don't know, and you won't know unless it actually happens. So you just focus on the task at hand and what you have to do to continue to play good football and move forward.
One last thing for me. Bill said this week that George Kittle is as good of a tight end that has ever played in the league. Do you agree?
Man, he's really good. It's hard to go against anything Bill would say from a scouting standpoint. I mean, he's watched a ton of football, a lot more than I have. But George Kittle, from my experiences, he's one of the best tight ends that I've played against. When you watch him on film, a guy that can block in the run game, a guy that can catch the ball, we're watching a Philly game, he's able to run and catch a deep ball, runs right past a cornerback. So the type of speed that can do that. And then I think the last factor that makes him a really good player is how he plays the game. The tenacity and the passion in which he plays with, you can tell that when he's blocking. And more importantly, you can tell that when the ball's in his hand. I mean, he runs with an attitude. He runs angry and doesn't want anyone to tackle him. And he's pushing people, stiff-arming guys. So you know when you get a chance to compete against him, you're going against the best, and you're going to have to be at your best.
All right, Jason. Well, for us, it's do or die this week, but for you, it's just another Sunday. So
yep.
I'm glad that you checked in this morning. I know you got to run and go do your work, but thanks for being on with us.
No problem. Appreciate you guys having me.
All right. There he is, Jason McCourty. I'm being accused by one texter of being a fat guy poser because I suggested that there were tomatoes on a Big Mac. I was trying to come up with an example of dropping food into the console.
No, there aren't tomatoes. I'm not a Big Mac person. I didn't know that.
The Big Mac sauce does drip, though.
Yeah, the sauce true. Does, of course, all over the car and sometimes on your pants or your tie.
Take
However,
pants.
It's well documented.
When are you wearing a tie?
I'm just talking about others, Curtis. Oh. There are people who wear ties to work. I don't. Anyway, it's clearly, when it comes to ingredients, 2 all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, all on a sesame seed bun. That is the Big Mac. So those are all the ingredients that are on there.
I do love a Big Mac. Maybe, best burger out there. Fast food wise. Yeah. Fast food. I'm talking Wendy's, Burger King, those places.
It was the first of the trend setting or the first incredible fast food burger. I don't know if it's the best one that is currently out there.
Out of the fast food chains.
The burger chains. Out of Burger King, you give no respect to the Whopper?
I don't mind the Whopper, but it's not as good as the Big Mac. The sauce on the Big Mac, the special sauce, takes it to another level.
Oh, of course
which
it
no
does.
Other burger has. Wendy's doesn't have it. Burger King doesn't have it. I don't even know what's...
Wiggy, Greg is now the impossible burger guy. He loves that after his smoothies.
Yeah. He's really excited that they're trying out the impossible milk testing.
They're not doing that, are they?
They are.
Impossible milk?
Impossible milk.
Why wouldn't one just get coconut milk or something if they wanted...
Because they want it to taste more like cow's milk.
Whatever
it is. Well, if you're trying to not drink cow's milk, I don't know that going to another mammal really makes a lot of sense.
Who drinks milk with a burger? Sounds disgusting.
No, she's just saying in general.
We were talking about plant-based meat substitutes, so I referenced the plant-based milk substitute.
I guess.
It's the impossible Wiggy.
I did have the impossible burger at Wahlburgers. Is that the
yes,
one?
Yes, yeah.
That was pretty good.
It's not bad. The impossible burger. It's not bad. It's just you feel like you're letting other meat eaters down if you order it.
You
That's how
tell
I feel.
Them. I feel. You just be like, can I have the impossible burger and the Waltons?
See,
I do love the wall tots.
This texter says Five Guys has.
Yeah, but I don't really see Five Guys.
I don't consider as quick serve.
Yeah, I don't put that into that category. That's like the next step up.
That's like comparing Taco Bell and Chipotle to me.
Yes. Right? Five Guys is more along Wahlburgers. What's it? Shake Shack.
Cooked on demand.
Tasty burger there. Right. That's more in that. When I think of
mid-range.
Yeah, when I think of the McDonald's, I think of.
Burgers that have been sitting there under the heat lamp for an hour. Yes.
They're in the steaming basket. Yeah, how dare you?
I'm not specifically McDonald's. Any place they tend to.
They're all awesome.
But that's how you get fast.
They're all awesome.
Efficient
they tend
service.
To cook them in advance. I just said the Big Mac may be the best sandwich ever created.
But then again, I will say this: In-N-Out Burger, animal style.
Yeah, right. You like the animal style.
Tremendous. Mm-hmm. Tremendous. Right. Unfortunately, we don't have it here on the East Coast. But the In-N-Out Burger is, and the Cookout. Cookout is another fast food joint, but that's more in the South. They have some good burgers.
Cookout?
Yes, it's called Cookout.
All right. We are going to take a break. It's a Patriots Friday. That means we will be back with Julian Highway 11 Edelman of the New England Patriots next.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.